Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. Hope you're having a great morning so far. It's going to be a show. It's going to be a show. We're down one here this morning.
Yeah.
Troy.
I miss Davey.
Well, it's your fault. He's gone.
It's one donut. One donut doesn't take anybody out for 2 days.
Well, apparently it did. Apparently it did. We're hoping Davey feels better soon.
I was feeling awful yesterday. I was like, oh, man, he's just not used to. But one donut doesn't make you sick for 2 days.
Well, I don't know. What did you put in the donuts, Troy? Yeah,
so,
or what did they put in the donuts at Krispy Kreme?
You ate it fine.
I did. But my body's much more acclimated to junk food. I promise you that.
And mine can't live without junk food. Yeah.
So, man, we hope Davey feels better, man.
Yeah.
We were talking before the show. I don't think Davey's ever missed a show.
I don't remember Davey missing a show.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I really don't. So this is very out of the ordinary.
He doesn't go on vacation.
No. Like, you're the only one who gets to go on vacation in this room. You have the flexibility to go on vacation.
You've went on a couple.
A couple. I went on a mental health break after Florida Man games. That's what I did. If I did, this network would be gone already.
Yeah.
But we're hoping Davey gets better, man. Hoping Davey gets better. Hard worker. Mm-hmm. Hard worker, man. I appreciate that. All right, let's see. We got some stuff to do here today. We will talk about the West Augustine CRA. We will talk about an event that everybody loves coming back to town this weekend. Very exciting. We've got a great weird story for today. I know I can say the day, but I still try not to. Just out of respect for you.
Yeah.
Well, for your one job.
I have extra commentary today.
Yeah, you do.
I'm already overworked. Go ahead and say it.
You are. You're sweating over here already, man.
I was like, what do I got to do for this? This is
such a tough job. It's so hard for you to talk.
Yeah.
I know that.
I got to remember to say pavers and gutters.
That's right.
The stress level's too high.
I will say when you're out, Davey knocks out the and gutters part. Yeah. It almost sounds like you're still here in studio when he does
it. No, I've listened in. It doesn't sound anything like
Okay. Yeah, we've got St. John's County finally issues a permit for a place that people like to go to.
That's quite the tease.
It's not a good one. It was not my best tease ever.
Yeah. Oh, it's got everyone going, I have no idea what he just said.
Welcome to every show. And we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of William Bartram's historic visit to Florida.
Okay.
We'll tell you how. Very exciting show.
The old Bartram Trail.
Yeah. We will start by telling you about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. Follow the Bozard Ford Lincoln trail. That didn't work.
That's okay.
Well.
It was all right. It wasn't. You could have held on to it.
Out there.
You said that didn't work.
Yeah. Well, look, I like to be honest with people. I know when things don't work immediately. And that didn't work. Okay. Bozard Ford Lincoln has kicked off their 76th year. Serving St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. It's been three generations since their team opened that dealership, and it is a true family business here in St. John's County like no other. Probably, I would venture to say probably in the top three longest-lasting local businesses here in St. John's County, and that's what happens when you do good business. They got a ton of vehicles down there, new and pre-owned. They've got a great service department, super state-of-the-art, very impressive. If you're just bored one day, just go in and look at their service department. Don't wander too far into the garages, because then they'll, you know, some techs are going to get mad at you for being in a restricted area.
And they're not insured for that.
They're not insured for that. That's why they're going to get mad at you.
Yep.
You're not supposed to be back there. Lots of stuff that could hurt you back there. I just made Bozard Ford Lincoln sound like a death trap. It's not a death trap. I promise you, there's just places you shouldn't go as a citizen.
Yeah. Trying to do work. Working hard over there.
That's right. Always working hard. They are a great place. They can deliver your new vehicle. They can work on your vehicle mobily. It's pretty impressive what they're doing out there to change the car business. Your family is their family out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they're driven to inspire. Also, of course, our friends at Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Griffin Service, Elace Med Spa, Chris Lucero, Bail Bonds, and BNS Signs. who we'll talk about shortly. But first, officially, good morning, Troy. Clay, how you guys doing?
Hey, happy Wednesday. Hump day!
There you go. See, double duty. Double duty.
Double duty.
I'll pay you double for today.
Okay. What is two times zero?
It's still zero.
Oh, okay.
Although Terrence Howard would say differently. I've been watching Terrence Howard videos lately. I don't understand them. I don't understand them at all. Mm. Clay, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Well.
But and I came in and Clay asked how many edibles I had last night. Clay, was I slurring last night? I'm concerned.
What were you guys doing last night?
We were at trivia.
Oh, yeah, trivia.
Yeah, one of those first questions you ask, we were like, oh, my God.
Oh, I couldn't say adhesive. And I just got stuck on the word. And I couldn't say adhesive. And
stuck. That's the same thing they say when you're too high.
Yeah.
It's the same word.
Well, ironically, I got stuck on adhesive. So, okay. But I tried to say it like three times. I finally had to have Blake. I was like, say it for me so I could say it.
Right.
And it was, I was on my first drink at that time. So wow. It was like question number two.
Jeez.
Yeah.
When did you become such a lightweight?
Oh, no. It wasn't because I was drunk. It's just because my dyslexia was hitting me so strong. Every once in a while, it just really, really hit. So, and adhesive. See, I'm even having trouble saying it right now.
That's one you got to practice, yeah, man. Adhesive. All right. Well, glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
Glad you made it today. How'd you guys do at trivia last night, Clay?
Terrible. Yeah, we got stomped.
Damn it.
Yeah. Your mom beat us, so.
I know they're happy about that.
Susan did well.
I think they finished fifth. I think your mom finished fifth. There was 19 teams last night.
I think all we were 13th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, anytime you finish in double digits, you're not feeling strong about it.
We just immediately left.
Stomped out of Gypsy Cab. All right. Yeah. What do you got for question of the day? We didn't even talk about this before the show. Davey wasn't here to remind you to tell us the question of the day.
All right. So question of the day is, and I was driving to work today, and I drive the exact same way. And I don't know if people drive the same way I do or not. Do you drive more with your left hand on the wheel or your right hand on the wheel?
Oh, man. I think it's left hand. I'm going to go left hand. And I think that's probably because my first car was a stick. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to having right hand on the stick, left hand on the wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go left hand.
Yeah, I'm left hand too. Just in case I got to pull the e-brake, you know.
You're right. Drifting into work.
But yeah, I actually my left hand is a lot more steady. So even like when I ride a bike or anything, left hand usually is the one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
How about you, Troy?
I drive with my left hand because my first 10 cars were stick shifts.
Yeah. Well, that's all that existed back in 1932.
I still drive with my hand on the shifter.
Yeah, I do that a lot too.
And I do it in this car, and I did it in the Hummer. I did it, you know, and obviously in the Jeep because it is still a stick.
But right.
I drive with my hand still on the shifter most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So I just didn't know if more people drive with you know, because I know people rest their left arm here. I had a friend who would hang his arm out the window. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's
looks
a move.
So uncomfortable.
Well, it depends on how tall you are.
He was
too.
A pretty tall guy.
See, yes. He was less uncomfortable for a tall person than it is for us.
He was like 6'3, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a decent question of the day.
Yeah. I never thought of it. I was like, oh, I drive with my left hand way more than I do with my right hand.
Yeah. I think I do too.
Comments there.
What's that?
You got some good comments there.
Okay.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. It's now time for a quick check of the weather.
Beautiful.
Quick check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction. We have great expectations for today.
Yes.
They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com and gerealty.us. We now go to Clay for our traffic was not too good this morning. For our traffic report, Clay.
Yep. So felt bad for Zipper merging, so we went the other way.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah,
Just acclimate yourself to zipper merging.
It was actually pretty quick down US 1 today.
Oh, it was until you get to
all the green lights, and then yeah, there's a surprise here.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Nope, that wasn't it. It's coming up.
There's
coming up right here. Right. Yeah.
Oh, surprise.
Oh, new lane shift again.
Lane shift.
But yeah.
They were picking up the cone, so.
Oh wow! So you got out of that lane early. I did not, sir.
Yeah, it looks like they were doing something there. It looks like they're done. I mean, can we just stop this madness?
Yeah. Seriously, how long does this take? I've never seen a road take this long.
But I mean. It seems like the cones are shifting closer to that bridge. Isn't that supposed to shut down for a while?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Which, the one,
The one that's supposed to shut down for, a year, right?
The marina?
Yeah.
No, the one that's supposed to shut down for a year is on King Street.
Right.
The one that they're having trouble with is the one, right there near Marina Munch.
Right, yeah.
That one, They designed it, and then it sunk.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they had to redesign it.
Yeah, that's what that's what literally happens when you build something over water. How do we not plan for this?
Is that the food truck?
That's a food truck court right there that's owned by Valdez.
Yeah.
I thought they were redoing, right here.
That bridge. No, that's not the bridge that's shutting down.
Oh, okay.
It's the bridge that's on King Street going into town.
By the pawn shop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, other than that, not terrible.
I got caught behind them picking up the cones, which is the worst moment.
Oh,
because the truck's so wide.
Yeah.
And then they're picking up cones.
And they're going 2 miles an hour.
Now they're going 2 miles an hour, and they're slowing down one lane because the truck's there and picking up cones. So it was not good.
I'll look for those cones relocating somewhere near you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Clay, for that frustrating traffic report, which comes to us, of course, from Lace Med Spa. That's what I need, something relaxing after driving through that traffic situation this morning. And I have to look no further than Lace Med Spa. They specialize in providing me and all of their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Whether you're looking to unwind with a hydrofacial or enhance your natural beauty with laser treatments, dermal fillers, even Botox. They do it all there, and they do it the best because you have high standards, and so do they. Elace.com. Okay. Let's get into the news, shall we? St. Augustine, they say, breathing new life into West Augustine. St. Augustine's West City, a historic district, with ties to the Black community, is undergoing a revitalization effort led by the city. The establishment of a community redevelopment agency. Didn't we already have this?
Yeah, it's there. It's been there. It's been there 20 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, the CRA has been there that long.
Yeah. But we got a lot of new businesses coming down there. You know, they're trying to transform what they call in this story, kind of the bad image that West Augustine has. That's kind of how they play it. I don't know. I think it's definitely been an area that's been a little neglected by the city for sure. I mean, just going through that intersection. I mean, you look one way, there's the city of St. Augustine, but then it's almost like looking at a different city when you look left down West Augustine. It's like, wait, why are we spending so much time on this area? And then right across the street.
They've done a really nice job. The CRA's been working at it for so long, and they're really starting to get their feet up underneath them. I mean, you know, it took a while for the CRA in Volano. That started 10 years before the CRA in West Augustine. Now Volano has the nice hotels and the Publix and all this stuff. And I think that's what's going to happen in West Augustine. And I definitely think if we do get this museum, I think it's really going to pull the city more towards the West, which is going to bring more money to the West, which is going to bring, and when you have a CRA, that money stays within that group. Like all the money they collect, they keep.
Yeah.
And it goes to improve that. The TIF money stays within that region. So, they never used to have a Dollar General out there. They have a Dollar General now. They, you know, mm-hmm. there's certain things that are, really working in favor for the CRA.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And they got a lot of businesses popping up. I mean, it's a place where people are starting to open up their businesses, which is kind of, you know, you can kind of see the changes happening at this point down that first little stretch of West King. But you know, it's an interesting line to walk between revitalization and what some people would refer to as gentrification, right?
Yeah.
Because you look at an area like Lincolnville and it's just nothing like it was when I was growing up. You know, it's just a different group of people. It's a different group of neighbors. It's a different, whole different feel to the area.
No. And it is a tough balance to walk on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, but the main street of King Street, which is mostly zoned business, is what really needs the boost, because the business has less impact on our government needs and stress, because if you don't have children, you don't have to pay for schools, you don't have school buses, you know, there's a lot of savings with that. And the businesses are the most important part to set that base for West Augustine. And they're getting there.
So. Yeah. Got a lot of great businesses. Some who have been there for a while too. Mm-hmm. That I think the Monarch Art Studio is still there and doing great. You got some tattoo spots. You got Paper Root Clothing, the Wet Tees folks, the folks down there at the lab just opened up their spot out there. So it's definitely coming along. It's building.
Well, the Boys and Girls Club, I mean, I think was a great addition. I mean, it was built right there at the bottom. You know, Chase Field is what it's officially called, but everyone over there calls it the bottom.
Yep.
So, but it was built there, and Chase Field used to be one of those really rough hangouts because it was close to what they would call the projects, and now it's that housing development's cleaned up really well. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of great things over there. Just keep it up.
Yeah. You got the Browdy garage and apartment complex that's going to definitely change the entrance of that area.
Yeah, and the CRA, Commissioner Garris jumped in. The CRA for the West County's been there for a while. The one we just passed is for the West City area.
So okay, there we go.
She specified it. So thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate you clearing that up.
So
the city has their CRA, so which will keep that city money in that same area too. So it's kind of getting a double boost, which is
cool, man. Needed. That's good. That's definitely good. All right, let's see. Oh, a good event coming back this weekend, as they do every year. It's not like they left for a long time and then came back. But the Taste of St. Augustine.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
man. Davey's at home watching, like, I don't want any sort of food. I don't want people talking about food. But this is going to take place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th, this Sunday, at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. It's an annual outdoor event that presents tastes from participating St. Augustine restaurants and is presented by Epic Behavioral Healthcare. The day's proceeds go to Epic, which is a nonprofit organization here in St. John's County. They do great stuff. We talk to them all the time on the afternoon show. More than 20 of St. Augustine's favorite restaurants and food trucks are going to participate this year, offering tastes of some of the most popular dishes from around town. Food lovers can get tickets for just $1 each to pay to you know, try and sample and vote and all that stuff. Or 5 tickets for let me read this again. This is my fault. Sometimes I blame the story. Mm. Sometimes I'm just stupid.
Yeah, well, it probably has more to do with you didn't read it all the way through first and you're just going to...
Yeah, sometimes that happens and I, you know... We just kind of go.
That's exactly
with it.
How I would handle it. I'm reading this for the first time.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And I get caught every time. St. Augustine's favorite restaurant. So we already read that. This is to your point, Troy. Food lovers purchase tickets for $1 each, and they pay 1 to 5 tickets for each taste. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
The organizers provide a map listing the eateries and what they offer. That's nice. So it's easy to find your favorite restaurant or cuisine and work out from there. So it is. It's a really great event. And it's not hard to find your favorite place at the amphitheater anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just one strip. Taste of St. Augustine has grown to be one of the city's premier annual events. Visitors can sample delicious foods from local restaurants. The admission is $5 per person. And taste tickets are $1, like we just covered. With each restaurant charging between 1 and 5 tickets per taste, entry is free to those who participate in the race to the taste, because there's a race. There's a run that leads up to this as well, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Not doing the run.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You do other runs, Troy. I've seen you at runs.
Yeah, you've seen me walk at runs.
Yeah, true.
You haven't seen me run at runs.
No, I have not, sir. Yeah. Not the running man, he's the walking man. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Again, this is happening Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the amphitheater. And all proceeds from St. Augustine. Taste of St. Augustine benefit Epic Behavioral Healthcare, which was established in 1973 as a community-based nonprofit organization. That's great. Yeah, they do great work out there.
Yeah, the last time I ran at a race, Ty was with me.
Yeah.
And Ty saw everyone take off, so he took off too.
Oh, so then you had
and
to
then
run.
I had to keep up with Ty.
That's the only way to get Troy running. Yeah.
I think Bobby was there too, and his daughter took off too.
You guys are like, damn it.
I had to take off. Bobby hung with the dog.
There you go. Oh, so you had double duty. You were watching two at that point.
Yeah. So
that's funny, man. No. Yeah.
No, neither one of them needed me to watch, but I felt like I needed to at least try and keep up.
So. Yeah, I'll personally be paying the $5, and I'm with you, Troy.
Yeah. Do the walk. Do the walk around. Right. I can tell you right now, if you ever get asked to judge this one, this is the one where, like, there's everybody's there.
Really?
And there's some really amazing food there. But, you know, eat little samples because...
That's the trick.
You'll end up like Davey.
That's, yeah, just overindulged on sugar. All right. Oh, it's time for the Gas Buddy Gas Report.
Oh, boy.
If you guys are seeing good prices for gas out there, that doesn't exist, but if you're seeing lower prices than the rest out there, drop them in the comments, please. That would be very, very helpful. We appreciate everybody who actually does that. We'll start with the Owens at 780 South Ponce. They're at $3.39 this morning. The Sitco at $10.99 South Ponce at $3.39 as well. The Sunoco at $21.99 North Ponce, $3.41. That's their cash price. The Shell at $1.46 King Street reporting at $3.42. Sunoco at $4.50 South Ponce at $3.42 as well. Circle K on US 1, 4564, US 1 to be exact, is at $3.49. And then the gate at the bottom of the list, as usual, Mizell Road, $3.53 this morning. Yeesh. If you have to go to jail for any reason, we hope you don't. But if you do, you can call our friend Chris Lucero and he'll get you out of jail. It's that easy. Now, Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, the trusted name in bail bonds, available for you 24/7. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL. That's 904-822-2245. Got some live music today and tonight as well. Jim Lamb at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Smoke and Joe Shower at Trade Winds at 1 o'clock. Reggie Starrett at the Milltop Tavern at 4:30. Mark Hart, Trade Winds, 5. Alexis Paramus, DJ's Clam Shack, 5 o'clock. Adam Latin at Old Coast Ale. That's a new one. Old Coast Ale, 6 o'clock. Vegas Gray at Pierre's Pub at 6. Our guy at Dewey Vaya. Dog Rose Brewing, 7 o'clock. The Wallflowers. Huh. Oh, the Wallflowers are Bonavidra Concert Hall people now.
Mm.
7 o'clock. I remember a day when they would have been in the amphitheater 90s. Headliners.
In the 90s.
Yeah, man. The Wallflowers. Bonavidra Concert Halls. When I see bands that were... And I love the Pontevedra Concert Hall. It's a great venue. For and
the sound's amazing.
The sound's amazing. But of course, when I see acts that used to be monsters in the music business at the Pontevedra Concert Hall, I just kind of go, aw.
When are they closing it down? Is they're doing
that? Yeah, we talked about
that.
A huge
remodel. And
we talked about that recently. A few weeks, couple months? I don't remember.
A couple of days. I think their celebration party is the 27th.
Okay. Wow, okay. All right.
That's, so I guess it's wow, close. That's next week.
Yeah. And then the Whelan Brothers. Cafe 11 at 8 o'clock. You doing that one, Clay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, before the amp and the concert hall, that used to be the number one spot.
Well, that's, I got Ryan Detra from.
Oh, the from, Cafe 11, you mean?
Yeah. From Cafe 11. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan's started the whole Cafe 11 and the music thing, and... I got him to come over because he was the only one in town who really had his thumb on booking acts.
So yeah, okay. Man, they still get some crazy acts that come into Cafe 11. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No. It was a great concept, and you know, my skill is stealing talent. So okay. That's why I hang on to you and Mike. And okay. That's why I'm the sidekick.
All right. He's disguised as a sidekick, but he's really the talent stealer.
I'm the talent stealer.
Talent vampire.
Yeah. So no, but that's exactly. I mean, Cafe 11's still, you know, as relevant as it always was. And
yeah.
Got to give credit to Ryan on that.
Yeah. I'm always super impressed by Cafe 11 just for being such a small place that's able to get some really cool shows in there. And they've been doing that for a long time. I went to a show there a long time ago that had a mosh pit.
Oh god.
They were freaking moshing at Cafe 11.
Yeah, and there was a lot of glass there.
Yeah, a lot of people were drunk. But it was fun. It's a lot of fun. Of course, Griffin Service brings us a live music mic check this morning. Your home's comfort is their top priority, and so is your business's comfort, by the way. They do AC, plumbing, and electrical services, and unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and gas work for your outdoor kitchens, your fireplaces, your fire pits, your pool heaters. You'll experience fast, friendly, and affordable service 7 days a week. Give them a call, 904-500-2653, or visit griffinservice.com and see the Grifference. All right, we got a weird people sue people for anything these days. Texas movie theater sued because of their cup size. I'm trying to think of a joke that I just can't think of. I know what we're both size trying matters. To think of.
Size matters.
Yeah. Well, it does. It does. If you advertise to people that you have a bigger cup size than you actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a movie theater or an online dating site.
Yeah, it goes for men and women.
That's right. This is the catfish movie theater out there. All right, before we get to that, I'll tell you about Fidus Roofing. We tried to make that funny. We really did. We gave it our all. You guys know I love a good discount, but what I like even more is making my money go as far as it can possibly go. Because we all need to do that these days. The team at Fidus Roofing will get you the best roof for your money for your home or business. So you don't have to worry about storms. You don't have to worry about things, damage coming in from your roof that you may not even know about. Get them up there for a free roof inspection. They are Fidus Roofing. You can trust them. Great folks that run that business. James is just one of the most quality human beings I think I've ever met in my life.
Good dude.
Great dude. Give them a call, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
And gutters. Yeah. It's a valiant effort, Troy. Yeah. Valiant effort. All right.
I've never had to do that before. Hope I don't have to again. Get better, right? Davey.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
Dang it, Davey.
All right. North Texas moviegoer has filed a class action lawsuit against Cinemark.
That means it had to be three people.
At least, right?
To have a class action, you have to have at least three people.
It was her, the two people she went to the movie with that day.
That's it.
Alleging that the theater chain is deceiving customers by selling drinks in containers labeled as 24 ounces when they're actually only 22 ounces. You thought it was going to be a bigger disparity, right?
I thought it was going to be huge. Oh my gosh.
2 ounces. What did they bring like a weed scale in there measure how many ounces the cup was?
I snuck in my own drink that was 24 ounces and it didn't fit in the cup.
Right. Shrinkflation, that's a new term these days. So apparently Texas movie theater got caught shrinkflating. Ounces. Yeah, 2 ounces. That's like nothing. That's like that much Coke in your glass.
No, that's one ice cube.
Yeah, good. It's about that. Shane Waldrop, the plaintiff, asserts that he experienced financial harm due to this alleged discrepancy. Financial harm? The lawsuit filed in court in Sherman claims that Waldrop purchased a 24-ounce draft beer at the Cinemark Tinseltown Theater for $8.80. However, after measuring the empty container, Waldrop found that it can only hold 22 ounces of liquid. How did he have a tape measure with it? I mean, how do you accurately measure that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure they bought the cup and it said 24 ounces on it.
Yeah.
So the theater has no idea if it's short or not. You
true.
Know,
they're
so
not does out it there go more the to the cup
company? They're just, they bought it for 24 ounces. And you know what? They had a busy life. They didn't take the time to measure whether or not it was 24 or 22.
That's not protocol for the staff of the snack bar.
In the world wouldn't take the time to do this unless you're a Sue Happy asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. 22 ounces. Waldrop found that it could only hold 22. Waldrop argues that Cinemark is misleading customers into purchasing the 24-ounce drinks at a higher price than the 20-ounce drinks, thus profiting unfairly. The lawsuit alleges violations of Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Acts, neglect, misrepresentation, common law fraud, and unjust enrichment. These are a lot of big claims for a damn 2 ounces of
soda. And he's got two other people with him on this class action suit.
Yeah. In addition to seeking compensation damages, Waldrop demands that. What are they going to give you? 20 cents? I mean, what's the real damages here? Mm-hmm. Waldrop demands that Cinemark repackages its 24 ounce drinks with the correct amount of advertised liquid. The lawsuit also requests a jury trial to address.
A jury trial. No, you don't. Because you'll get a guy like me on that jury. You don't want a jury trial.
Yeah, you call my ass in for jury duty for that.
For this? Yep. Right.
I can tell you right now, you don't want me sitting in that jury.
Yeah. The lawsuit also requests a jury trial. WFAA reached out to the Cinemark officials for comment, but they have not responded yet.
Yeah. This guy's never owned his own business.
No. Never will, by the way.
No.
Not with this. He's going to go broke.
Not with his big payout of his 2 ounces missing.
Right, yeah. He's going to go broke just hiring the attorneys for this.
Gosh, what attorney takes that?
Some attorneys will take anything. All right. Let's see. Moving on. St. John's County coming back home. St. John's County Commissioners issued a permit for the Home Depot. Finally, this is happening. We've talked about this going through the permit process, but now it's officially been granted for the construction of a new Home Depot and Garden Center in the World Commerce Center in St. Augustine, with an estimated project cost of $16.18 million.
Half the price of a school.
It'll
get you 44 yards of a road on 16.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is nothing after we saw those road prices. But $16 million, I scoff at $16
million. Yeah.
The construction going to be overseen by White Spunner Construction LLC from Mobile, Alabama. For a 135,653-square-foot home improvement store out there on International Golf Parkway. Well, that's good. They don't really have anything like that out there, do they? Mm-mm. With that community growing as fast as it is, you literally need a Home Depot to help it grow.
Yeah.
You need it so people can go get plywood and build houses. Although I know they don't necessarily do that when they're building houses.
Yeah, they usually have them delivered.
Yeah. Thanks. You're making assumptions about the construction business that I haven't worked in 25 years. Well, Troy is still right in the middle of it. So it's going to be right there off I-95, World Commerce International. I don't think there's anything else. You know, that is what it is. Home Depot. Are you a Home Depot person or a Lowe's person?
I'm a Home Depot person.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It just seems like Lowe's is the candy version of Home Depot. You know, it's just like Lowe's the preppy version of
Lowe's
Home Depot.
Is where I go when I'm like, okay, they didn't have the exact design on a fixture or something like that. But I've always checked Home Depot first.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll go over to Lowe's and see if it's there. But I mean, I'm a Home Depot. I mean, I go to the pro desk and, you know, they have good discounts for people that use it regular.
Yeah, I know. I signed up for that, but I don't know what my information is. So I never use my pro account. Yep. I always just pay full price. Yeah, no, I got a washer. Recently, finally, after like 6 months of not having a washer and going to the laundromat every week. And I didn't realize that Home Depot doesn't have their stuff in stock as far as that stuff.
Yeah, they ship it to you.
Yeah, they ship it to you. But Lowe's did. Mm-hmm. Lowe's delivered it next day. So, yeah. But good to have place. I'm one of those people who could just sit in Home Depot for hours and just walk around and explore. I love hardware stores.
No, you could drop a lot of money in those two places.
Yeah, if you're not careful.
I could do that for my blinds. I need that in my kitchen. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm not going to do any of this crap.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to buy it. And then it's going to sit there for a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if I try to put it in, I'm Tim the Toolman Taylor. It will explode. It'll just blow up after I hit the switch.
I usually have a guy.
Yeah.
You know?
There's that meme going around. Once you reach a certain age, you got to have a guy.
I have a
plumbing guy, an AC guy. Yeah.
I know a guy.
Yeah. Luckily, we have good guys through this show.
Exactly.
Yeah. They use all our show guys. All right. St. John's County celebrating the 250th anniversary of the William Bartram's historic visit to Florida with 2024 Bartram Living History Fest. Sounds fun. St. John's County Parks and Recreation Department, in collaboration with the St. John's Cultural Council, is hosting the 2024 Bartram Living History Fest on Saturday, May 11th, at Alpine Groves Park. This year's event commemorates the 250th anniversary of naturalist, nudist, William Bartram's. That'll change the whole way you look at Bartram now, right? Oh, he was a naturalist, huh? Significant visit to Florida. It's going to take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Alpine Groves Park, which is at 2060 State Road 13.
It's one of the most beautiful parks we have.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been out there.
No, it's awesome. It's right on the bluff, right on the river. Used to be an old orange grove. Bartram was a surveyor and kind of surveyed a lot of Florida and surveyed a lot of the East Coast. Kind of struggled early in life until he did this big adventure. And then, you know, he became very famous for he was one of the first ones to do the mappings and some of those things. A lot of people know Bartram High School, you know, but they don't know the history of William Bartram.
No, I don't know any of his history. So maybe I should go to this and get up on it. The fest is going to feature crafts tables, historical demonstrations, and guided tours of the park's historic buildings, offering insights into Florida's history from the early 18th century to the present day. And I will say the folks down there, Parks and Rec, are great these days, unlike when you were in charge of it. But
I was over there. They are great. I was over there yesterday. They got a good team over there. They're doing some really good stuff. They're about to go into another growing phase.
Yeah, they're excited. They got some cool stuff coming up.
So I can feel their pain because when I was there, we were in a huge growing time.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of stress heading in their direction
and they
know it. So
yeah.
Ryan and Jamie and Tim and those guys over there, they're really working hard to do right. So
yeah. Yeah. I was talking with Bobby and Joe out there. You know, we're talking about the possibility of doing Florida Man games out of the fairgrounds.
Yep.
I think that'd be an awesome, awesome move.
Oh, it gives you so much more space.
So much more. I mean, that area right next to the pavilion is about the size of Francis Field itself.
Yeah.
You know? So it's so much more space. I mean,
and you have the stands there. You're going to have to probably bring in more.
More. Yep. Already looking into that. But we can also do, like, you know, when I was able to, when Florida Man Games was on a NASCAR this year.
Mm-hmm. On the car.
Yeah. You know, they gave us passes to the infield out there at NASCAR. And the whole time I'm just walking around taking notes. Like, what really stands out about the infield experience that people love? It's obviously bringing your own RV. So we're looking at the potential of letting people bring in their own RVs and having like a tailgate day out there before the games, which I think would be really amazing.
I'll have my RV there.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll definitely have the RV there.
Dude, I'm thinking that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you kind of get your own little house on site. Mm-hmm. If you want to retreat and just go in there and have a few drinks or snack on something, you know. Let me ask you a question. Water. Do I have to provide that, or do people have like water tanks on RVs?
You have water tanks.
Water tanks. Yeah. So it's not crucially necessary that I provide water out
there. No, I don't know
if I'm going to have enough water for the amount of RVs.
No. And out there, I think they have some electrical hookups, but for the most part, they're going to be working off of generators.
Right. So, yeah.
You know, they'll be working off generators. I mean, the RVs are, the more recent ones are self-contained.
Yeah.
So like I'd fill up my tank and I'd make sure I have plenty of gas for the... Yeah. For that weekend.
I think it'd be a great experience in an RV.
Yeah.
Have just kind of like a tailgating area, have a tent. One of the things I loved about NASCAR was there are a couple little hubs in the infield that it's like, oh, these guys are always barbecuing. They're always doing some fun stuff. So I want to kind of bring some of that experience.
Yeah. The infield experience is pretty wild.
Dude, it's cool, man. Yeah. So. And a lot of really nice people, a lot of really cool people out there, and everybody's just having a great time. So yeah. I would like to bring that type of feel.
And Rebecca says, rent the RV space, but actually Parks and Rec has RV spaces that they rent out there. So
you'd
have to,
they do.
You'd have to communicate that with them.
Yes. Yeah. So, this would be in a different area. But anyway, seriously considering bringing it out there to the fairgrounds. I just think that'd be a huge upgrade. Plus the covered space, which just helps us worry about less about weather, which is a big concern of mine. Luckily, we had the most perfect day in history.
It was a beautiful day. It was beautiful.
You couldn't have had a better day. All right. Well, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today, man?
I'm going to wistfully work my way through the wise world of commentary.
All right.
Hey, Melissa, I said wistfully. She said I couldn't say it.
Wow. Troy's getting snarky with everybody out there today. All right, as you do that, I'll make sure and remind people that Bates, Hewitt & Floyd is not your average local insurance company. They provide peace of mind and insurance to protect your biggest investments, your home, your car, your butt. If you got a big butt and you want it protected, they can actually do that.
Insure your butt.
Yes, they can. It's a thing these days. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them apart from all the rest. Offering homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits for over 50 years. Definitely 40 years. Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. She offers complimentary policy reviews and has a deep understanding of insurance and what is needed in St. Augustine to be properly insured. Set up a meeting today. Give them a call 904-794-5455 to schedule an appointment. And our friends at BNS Signs, another thing I went out there to do just in case, was see how much how many banners I'd be able to put out there for people at the Florida Man Games. You know, we're going to take
so many.
We're going to start taking sponsorships soon.
Like just a ride in. You can put them all along that fence.
All along that fence, right there in the arena. But I want them to be places that people are actually going to see them. I want to give, if you're sponsoring a banner out there, I want it to be so visible that you can't miss it. Yeah. But so I'm giving everybody banner glasses. It's going to have all the advertisements. Yeah, no. But BNS Sign is going to do all that. I reached out to them and said, hey, this is how many banners and stuff I could have. And, you know, within minutes, they were like, okay, this is what it costs you, blah, 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 blah. We can do it, no problem. So they can do everything from little stuff for me to big signs for places like the Amphitheater and Flagler Hospital and lots of great places around town. Give them a call. They are BNS Signs, and you can reach them at bnssigns.com. What you got, Troy?
All right. So thank you, Tanya, for the stars. Sarah's questioning your choice of Celsius.
It was all that was left in the fridge.
Okay. All right.
Who's Sarah? I'm going to find you.
Cheshire.
Oh. No, it's Sal. She's lucky.
She wants you to drink a vibe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm sure she.
This has the word vibe in it.
It's peach vibe.
Peach vibe.
Spencer will be at Taste, so will Michi's. And it sounds like there's lots of pizza choices that are going to be out there, so Taste could be exciting. And it sounds to me like what I'm seeing in the comments, people are loving the RV idea, so you might need to go to an RV place and get them to sponsor.
Oh yeah, I'd love to do that.
And
I think they should
see because there's going to be some people renting RVs.
Oh yeah, yeah,
just for Florida Man games.
And I actually met a group down there at NASCAR. That's funny they mentioned that because I met a group down there at NASCAR that does rent out RVs for events like this. So I'm going to touch base with them and see if we can work out some deals with them and maybe hook people up with your own luxury RV that we can provide you.
Well, I know down in Daytona there's a company that will deliver the RV, set it up for you, and then come back and pick it up.
Yeah. Wow. So. Well, they have to down there in Daytona. I mean, yeah. With that, I mean, that infield.
No, not everybody gets to drive through the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah, like right.
The tunnel's a cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I always end up walking down the wrong way when I'm walking out.
I think I'd be nervous driving my RV through that tunnel.
Yes. That tunnel is claustrophobic.
Yeah. Because you go down and then you go straight back up and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to do that with my.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely want to figure that out. I think that'd be a cool component. All right, what do you got for Stortum Stat, man?
Stortum Stat: Pope Benedict in 2005 was brought in as new pope. He was born in Germany. What makes him unique is a lot of the controversy during the 8 years he was pope, but he's the first pope to resign since the 1400s.
So, oh, wow.
It for a while, he's now passed. For a while, we had two popes, and he just recently passed like 2 years ago. So we had Francis and Benedict, and it was very rare to have two living popes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you get a chance to watch the movie, Clay, did you see Two Popes?
No.
No, it's actually a really good movie about the relationship between Benedict and Francis.
Huh.
So, you know, but it just, today's the day his coronation was in 2005.
Okay, cool. Good Stortum Stat. Brought to you by the Pope of Pizza Places.
Yes.
That didn't make much sense, but it kind of did.
Yeah.
St. Augie's Pizza. Grab yourself a slice today. You'll probably see me there.
Yeah. More likely, I'll be there tonight.
Yeah. What you got for plugs, man?
Plugs, like I said, I'm probably going to be at Augie's tonight.
All right. Good deal. See you there.
See my man, Aug.
Clay, you got any plugs?
Yeah, I'll be at Cafe 11.
That's all right. Go say hi to Clay and enjoy some great music.
Oh, Joy had a great idea. Best Florida Man decorated RV.
Oh. That's pretty good.
The RV world.
Yeah.
Florida Man world.
Huh. Ideas. I love it. My plug will be download the 904 Now app. And we will not be doing a 3 o'clock show today. So keep that in mind. Wishing Davey
get better,
gets
Davey.
Well soon. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye.